Family First, we're speaking.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Did you just get off the phone with Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, so I will go over the intake process with you. Okay, explain to you what it is like and see if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a moment. Let me check if Jasmine entered your information so I don't have to ask you again. Okay? Okay. So am I speaking with the patient or the caregiver?
Caregiver.
Oh, okay. So I guess you're Tanja, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let me explain to you how the intake process works. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to start a case, we need two things. So number one is that we need the aid to be active. It's not a hard process signing up. I'm going to get to that in a minute. And then the second part is that we need the authorization from the insurance company, the patient's insurance company. Now, once we have these two things, we can actually start. Okay, so it's, you know, pretty simple. As for the paperwork, so what we will need is, let me send you a text right now. Is this phone good to text?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text with our application requirements so I can make sure you get it. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. You can let me know when you get it.
I just received it.
Did you get it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So as you see there are four links that you need to complete. There, you know, the application, direct deposits, you know, all the forms that you need. They can all be done online. And then we will need a TB test. Did you get one done within the last year?
Considering 2026 gifts came in. So I haven't had one done in 2026, but yes, in 2025, yeah.
Okay, if it's in 2025, but it's less than a year, then we can accept it. When did you do it in 2025? Was it towards the end of the year, or was it more beginning?
Yes, it was towards the end of the year.
Oh, so we probably can accept it. Do you have the results?
I think I can go into a portal. To retrieve those results.
Okay,
but, of course, my team is here.
Okay, so as soon as you have a chance, you know, try to go on the portal and, you know, take a screenshot of the results. And you can just respond to my text with a picture of that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what else we will need is that we'll need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have?
I have a state ID.
Okay. And what about a social?
Yes, I have a social security card.
Okay. Do you have these two things handy now? With you?
I do.
Okay. Do you want to just take a picture of it and send it to me?
Okay. need to run to my door really quick. So am I sending you this through the text that you sent me?
Yes, just respond to that text with a picture of it. And the social separate. Okay, perfect. I got your ID. Thank you.
I just sent the social.
Okay, perfect. Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Now, for the last thing that we will need is that we'll need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. It can be anything from an expired ID to a letter, a bank statement, a bill, anything, you know, that has your name and then your address and it's dated for at least 3 years back. You think you have anything like that?
Yes, I do. I have my ID.
Oh, okay.
And expired, why I use the state ID.
Yes, the state ID. When was it issued?
No, the state ID is up to date. It's the, city ID is up to date. The state ID is the one that's not updated yet.
Oh, okay. So just send me that one then, and we'll use it for that. Yeah.
Okay, I just sent the ID, the state ID.
Okay, perfect. Let me check. Okay, this is perfect. Okay. So you can technically be active today. I mean, it's just if you send your TB results in today and you work on the links, because that's all you're missing.
Okay.
Okay. When would you like to set the start date for? Because I'm thinking of requesting the authorization from the insurance company. It takes them a couple of days until they actually send it. So do you have a date in mind when you want to start?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay. So yeah. I'll let them know that you want to start as soon as possible. Are you currently providing services? Are you currently working?
Yes, I'm currently providing. Yes, they messed my income tax up for, like, this is the third year now. Last year, I owed the IRS. The year before that, I owed the IRS. And now this year, stating I owe the IRS. And they keep telling me that the problem stemmed from the people that I work for.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, so let's get this sorted out then. I will reach out to Keystone, and I'll let them know that you want to go ahead. You know what? How about we call them now? Do you want us to call together? That way they can get it going?
Yes, that would, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because otherwise I would have to wait for them to get in touch with you and confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, yeah. So give me a moment. Let me just pull up their information. Okay, give me a moment, and I'll call them in.
Your name, number, and a brief message,
we'll leave
and
a
I will
message,
return
okay?
your call within 2 business days. You can also text this number. Please note that I will be out of the office February the 2nd and the 3rd. I will be returning to the office Wednesday, February the 4th. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to patient Donald Matthew Carter. I have Tanja on the line. We just wanted to let you know that they would like to switch over the services to Family First Home Care as soon as possible. Tanja, can you confirm?
Yes, I am on the line with Family First Home Care, and I'm authorizing you guys to make the switch as soon as possible.
Okay, and I will send you an email with our agency information just to avoid confusion. If you have any questions, you can call me back. My number is 267-551-7426. Thank you.